咁跟住咧就係、是、第三項嘅提問啦，就係、是、有查詢有關電單車被毀壞及偷竊嘅事宜。咁咧呢項嘅提問事項咧，由陳耀初議員提出嘅。咁即係咧文件第 SKDCM 第172/20號嘅。咁咧請各位咧同時都參與翻香港警務處嘅書面回應，即係 SKDCM 文件第205/20號嘅。係啦。咁就我理解呢就香港警務處應該係要有人去答覆返呢個問題嘅。喔、哦、等埋 DO 啊喔。係、哦。
咁俾你哋睇到好容易睇啲。
好，即系我哋嗱，我依家好清楚就系要求翻呢一个啦，即系我相信秘书处系即系一路听紧嘅。嗱，我嘅会议嘅进行咧就系去到即系第，我嘅会议进行咧就去到第三项嘅提问。咁咧我就希望有香港警务处嘅代表咧都可以答复翻呢一个咧系符合区议会条例嘅问题。是啦。陈嘉林议员，我对你的提问没有回应。哦。好。咁麻烦香港警是啦。安排翻去，好。
主席，我希望提出規程問題。我剛才因為 DO 離場了之後，外面的部門說他自己說沒有 DO 的情況，他們不會入來開會。我希望這麼多個部門做一解釋，到底是不是他們的部門是 under 民政署或者 under DO 的，即是他們的級別是不是有分別的，或者解釋一下為什麼沒有 DO 的話他們會不入來開會。麻煩。
我想即是你見到，即是我不知道是不是DO 收到什麼的指示啦，是要即係咁樣去處理，即係你哋唔認為，即係認為唔符合區議會條例嘅一啲嘅議程啦。咁但係即係頭先你親自做咗一次啦，咁見到成件事係完全唔可行嘅。咁我哋即係當我哋要傾到其他嘅議程嘅時候呢，亦都係即係好似你哋唔知道，咁究竟係咪我哋呢一個即係偷竊電單車問題都唔處理呢咁樣。咁即係你哋希望好好反思一下啦。好，咁跟住呢就係、是、查詢返，即係我哋依家啱啱講到提問啦。咁有請香港警務處嘅代表呢睇下有冇啲回應，或者我哋有冇議員係啊喔、哦、黎明澤議員。
對，多謝主席。因為其實我最近都收到即係一啲電單車嘅即係使用者區裏面都同我講返，其實個刑事毀壞嗰啲電單車嘅情況係嚴重咗好多。咁當然佢即係俾我哋，即係我哋都有再同即係警民嗰邊去講過啦。咁但係佢俾我哋嘅一個數字裏面，佢可能3月至到6月期間都講緊可能差唔多有20部嘅車可能係斷咗個油門嘅威亞咁樣。咁或者斷咗 ABS 線咁樣，咁都係喺即係將軍澳各地咁樣發生。咁所以希望即係佢哋當然有報警啦，咁但係都希望即係警方嗰邊去認真去即係跟進呢啲情況。咁我哋辦事處都有出信嘅，咁即係尤其是講下主要可能喺即係將軍澳一大嘅地方，咁希望即係警方可以去即係加強去做返即係呢啲嘅巡查又好，打擊又好，咁去阻止呢啲刑事毀壞嘅行為。多謝主席。
好，陳耀初議員。
多謝主席。正如剛才黎議員講啦，咁即係根據呢、這個回覆嗰度，其實個數字就好似好少，咁但係同我哋即係從街坊嗰度收到返嚟投訴，即係淨係三月都由3月中到呢個6月中都已經差唔多20單嘅 刑事毀壞嗰啲電單車，主要都係油門嗰個wire嘅問題。咁其實以我所知咧，其實好多咧有啲可能其實佢哋冇報到警嘅。咁問翻啲車主點解唔報警啊？咁其實都係第一嫌麻煩啦、啊，咁第二就係、是主要最緊要嘅問題就係話都大家個感覺都係話報咗都冇用。咁我覺得呢、這個就即係可能警務處係最需要擔心係呢個問題。點解即係喺罪案發生咗，但係有時佢受害人會覺得報咗都冇用咧？咁其實係咪即係警方實在有冇擺足夠嘅資源落去處理或者係偵緝呢啲咁樣嘅罪案咧？咁其實我想即係警務處可以特別回應一下佢哋喺嗰個即係呢啲防止啲罪案嗰度做咗啲咩工作，即係佢哋都講話以情報主導啊。咁當然啦，我諗佢哋都唔會講啊好詳細俾佢聽咩情報。咁但係實在即係係咪行之有效咧？嗰個事實俾我哋睇到就好似唔係好得咁樣咯。同埋罪案發生咗之後，嗰、那個破案率似乎亦都係真係唔係能夠好理想咁樣。咁所以都係代表居民希望警務處能夠擺放多啲資源喺度，即係認真咁處理呢個問題咯。多謝主席。
好，仲有冇其他議員有提問？有冇我有請警務處代表阿 Master 睇下有冇補充資料？
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for the opportunity to respond to the two members. I have little to add to the information that I've already provided in writing. However, I would have to agree with Mr. Tan Yu Chou. It's certainly undesirable if members of the public who've had their property damaged do not come forward and let us know. I'm aware that there are a few of those cases. For example, they've even members of the public have even actually had their bikes repaired and washed and all the rest of it before making a report. And some, for example, have refused our request to do fingerprint examination on the motorcycles, etc. Clearly, that makes it very, very difficult to do any further investigation. I've had a look at the pattern of the reported cases, and the reality is that there is no pattern. All across Zhengguano, north, south, east, west, there are different times of day, different days of the week, so there's no particular pattern, which makes it very, very difficult to detect simply by patrol, which is why, as I've suggested, we will try to work on intelligence instead. There have been a number of cases where we have had some good results, and people have been arrested largely because information has been available has enabled us to follow up particularly on cases of motorcycle theft. One of the items that I think contributes to this is that members of the public frequently will park these motorcycles in, for example, rear lanes, places that are not under CCTV footage or with no regular security patrol, etc., and that obviously heightens the risk. So I would like to appeal to members, if they do have people come forward in the community to them to report these kind of cases, then please do urge them to come to us. I can't guarantee that we'll be able to detect all the cases, but the more information we have, the better is the chance. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
好，同事有冇其他意见？系黎明泽议员。
是有一個意見，即係問俾翻運輸署，因為頭先可能警方講到話，有陣時佢可能拍咗喺一啲即係冇 CCTV 嘅位置，咁但我都見到佢哋即係同我講話啊，我哋有啲可能拍咗喺啲運輸署嘅骨位，都有呢啲咁情況發生，咁所以其實即係睇下運輸署嗰方面會唔會有一啲嘅做法，咁你 provide 嘅骨位俾人哋拍，咁但係發生呢啲事情，咁又冇 CCTV 嘅，冇人睇到咁樣，咁唔係一件好事嚟嘅，咁係起碼呢一啲 運輸署提供的一些泊位的時候，會不會可以加強到一些保安的措施呢？
好，還有沒有其他意見？好，我都想跟進回警方的回應的，因為呢我看到即譬如2019年呢其實都是有一宗的案件是被偵破的，咁究竟佢係即係可能即係可能你預先埋伏，咁跟住之後就拉到啊，定係即係巡邏嘅時候咁啱即係所謂斷正呢咁樣。咁另外即係之前都見到你其實都有好多唔同嘅反罪惡嘅行動，或者有高調嘅行動啦，去即係一方面係俾居民係有一個即係提防嘅信息，亦都係阻嚇咗一啲不法嘅分子呢係唔好去進行呢啲罪惡啦。咁其實能唔能夠呢，即係如果大家係對電單車嘅偷竊啦，甚至過往都有縱火嘅情況啦，能唔能夠即係如果你哋即係當有呢啲破案嘅情況嘅時候，都可以高調咁樣話俾公眾聽，咁令到呢大家都係第一有信心，係即係當遇到下次有咁嘅情況嘅時候去報警啦。第二就係即係都亦都俾啲不法嘅之徒呢係可以即係有所嘅警惕咁樣啦，係啦。馮君安議員。
唔該主席。現時呢我知道好多將軍澳區嘅村屋啦，警方呢係一個叫做堡壘行動嘅。咁就係鼓勵呢一啲嘅村屋係自行呢裝一個嘅 CCTV 呢，係喺屋外面呢啲主要出入位置，咁以防人哋入屋去爆竊啦。我都係即係聽到頭先有委員建議呢係裝即係 CCTV， 我都有呢個嘅諗法嘅，即係睇下警方會唔會係就住反而唔係平時即係食環署話睇下有冇人亂掉垃圾都會可以裝到一個太陽能嘅 CCTV 嘅裝置啦，睇下可唔可以裝一個唔算係偵測到人面識別，但係係for一個警方自己自行記錄返嗰個 area， 可以擺到電單車嗰個泊位，淨係影到嗰個位置呢，其實都已經係對於擺嗰度嘅車主一個嘅保障啦。咁我有返呢一個嘅建議，因為其實佢哋都鼓勵村屋嘅屋主啦都會有呢個嘅建議嘅時候，呢個行動嘅時候呢，其實警方自己都可以參考返喺自己行動當中。唔該。
好，余俊玲議員。
是，唔該主席。咁其實啱啱洪君安議員講村屋呢，咁我都想補充返少少嘅，即係好似幾個禮拜前包括喺井蘭樹或者大埔仔呀，或者係白石台嗰邊附近嘅村屋呢，都係有賊人嘅出現嘅現象啦。咁而且喺井蘭樹都係近有村民係捉到賊人，而且交返俾警方嘅，所以喺度想問返警方少少資料啦，即係既然捉到賊人啦，咁其實可唔可以知道其實係咪集團式呢，或者係咩國籍嘅人呢？咁仲有一樣嘢就係、是、有啲村民反映呢，其實佢哋發現呢可能啲賊人係匿埋喺啲廢車嗰度啊，即係或者係將一啲工具藏喺啲廢車嗰度，咁就希望可能警方就即係防止罪案發生啦，咁就積極啲去拖行返嗰啲廢車，唔好再俾佢哋有機可乘。唔該曬。
好，李賢浩議員。
都是主席，其實我的問題都是差不多，因為在上兩三個禮拜開始，其實不知道什麼原因啦，有很多的山賊啦，就在我選區那些那些村裡出現，在那裡洗劫的村屋啦，那他們很有，即是我聽回來的很有組織，那的而且確是山賊，那是在個山上面的賊，那就是山賊啦。好啦好啦，咁佢哋好有組織性，即係好我聽返啲村民表示呢，反映返俾我聽呢，就係佢哋可能呢一晚公屋可能喺最高嘅層屋出現，跟住一掃掃落為三，跟住之後就沿住路，可能沿住山路喺半件嗰度散水。咁佢咁我想問你，嗱你哋呢就淨係呢逢禮拜四五六日咁樣啦，就喺清水灣度 set 啲 robot， 跟住之後就諗住啲賊呢就喺佢哋呢就會可能沿住車路去離開。咁我想問其實呢個係咪真係唔係好符合即係嗰個實際情況呢？嗱我知道你哋嘅啲所謂 robot 呢就真係可能淨係所謂捉快車嘅啫，或者捉改裝車。咁但係如而家真係實際嘅情況就係經濟唔好，有大量嘅唔知咩國籍嘅山賊出現。咁佢哋呢喺咁我哋啲村民就算住鄉郊，咁你都要保障佢哋㗎。我就淨係見到有一次，即係我入去下陽係淨係見到你哋有啲同事呢就係講緊三個白衫四個藍衫，跟住之後入去 扮曬嘢巡村，咁但係就淨係去一間裝修得好靚但係冇人住嘅屋，好似睇示範單位咁睇一睇，跟住就走啦。咁你哋會唔會有一啲實際嘅行動係喺翻村嗰度係可以做到你哋應該要做嘅工作呢？唔該。
好，仲有冇其他議員有提問？好，我諗個議題開始都講得遠咗啦，咁即係由初初講嘅電單車嘅毀壞同埋偷竊問題呢，去到即係兩位坑口嘅議員去提返坑口一帶嘅鄉村嘅保安問題，咁睇睇呢，即係警方都可唔可以即係麻煩你哋一併都俾返啲資料俾大家，或者聽返議員嘅意見咁樣。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps it might be easier if I just respond in the order in which the questions were asked. In respect of the first suggestion that perhaps the Transport Department could make available more secure parking, which could perhaps facilitate better security measures, I would have to say I wholeheartedly support that member's suggestion, and in fact ever since I've been coming to these meetings, both within this tenure of the District Council and in the previous tenure, I've also vigorously supported any suggestion to effectively assess the amount of parking required off-street within this district, and then for this council to provide some suggestions to the government on the provision of parking to actually accommodate that. So I haven't changed my stance on that. I think it would certainly improve the not only the on-street parking issues, but also the safety and security of people's vehicles. Mr. Chairman, you asked about the case in 2019, whether that case was detected as the result of patrol or through ambush. I can tell you that actually it was a result of patrol. I also take on board the Chairman's suggestion that where we have detected some good cases relating to crimes committed against motorcycles, that we perhaps publicise to a greater extent. Yep, noted. I will try to ensure that that's done. Mr. Fung mentioned earlier about drawing some parallel to the measures that we have in place under Operation Hillcastle in the villages in respect of encouraging the installation of CCTV, etc. All I can say is that to a frontline investigator, whether or not we actually manage to arrest anybody in a particular case, the availability of CCTV footage is extremely important. Not only can it give us some indication of the description of the people who committed the crimes, but also the exact times at which they committed them, as well as what they were wearing, carrying, etc. So, yes, any assistance that could be provided from whatever quarter to increase the amount of CCTV footage available would surely be greatly appreciated by my department. Mr. Yu earlier asked about the case in Jianglansu relating to a village burglary. I'm sure that he will appreciate this. I can't say too much about an individual case which is basically ongoing, for which somebody's been arrested but not yet gone to court. However, what I can tell you is I will tell you now. You mentioned whether this particular crime was related to any kind of syndication. I can tell you that that's not the case. The person in question is a local resident, a Hong Kong resident, and it appears that the motivation for the crime was that person is out of work and has run out of savings, and so has basically turned to crime. As regards where the people who have been committing these crimes may be living, that's something at the moment we still have to determine. It appears that a number of different types of people and different groups of people have been involved in the last couple of months in burglary in the rural areas of Zhongguano. Some of them may well be locally resident. We understand that some are residents from the mainland who have come to Hong Kong either legally or illegally. You may note last week that there was some publicity about a II hideout that was detected on the slopes of Duyuyong. This is also one of the areas that we're looking at, whether or not there are now people perhaps camping in the hills, and basically efforts in that regard will continue. To respond to Mr. Ryan Lee, I would agree that some of the people involved in the rural burglaries in Zhongguano recently are quite well organized, and I would also agree with him that roadblocks is not necessarily the be-all and end-all solution to rural burglary. In fact, it seems apparent that on many occasions the people involved have actually come from hillsides and have not been using public transport. However, it is still a deterrent to those who may be inclined to come to this district from other districts in Hong Kong by public transport to continue with roadblocks, and we will do so. You mentioned that you met some of my colleagues in Haoyang. It depends what time of day or night. At the end of the day, I will have officers, both plainclothes and uniform officers, on duty throughout the 24 hours of the day. Some of those will be in ambush, some of those will be in village patrol. So we will continue with our efforts in that direction. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
陳耀初議員，
係多謝主席，都係補充一點啫。頭先部門代表都講到話，好似好多係冇個 pattern 啊，即係冇嗰個規律，咁變咗佢哋去偵緝或者係去呢個防止罪案嘅時候好難。咁但我想講翻咧，其實睇翻即係過去嗰三個月，大部分嗰啲即係二十幾宗嘅破壞咧，全部個手法都係一樣嘅。咁其實當然我唔係專業嘅警察啦，咁但係正常人估計咧，可能其實都會係同一個人或同一小撮人做嘅。咁其實即係某程度上就係一種好似即係serial crime 咁樣。咁如果即係希望部門能夠即係 focus 喺呢一點，真係能夠捉到呢個人或者啲小撮人嘅話咧，咁其實咧真係能夠大大咁幫助到區內呢個電單車罪案嘅減低個數字同個破案率，咁希望部門可以加緊啲去工作，咁即係我哋都好希望佢能夠做得到啦。多謝主席。
好，有冇其他？我俾多個意見啦，即係想睇睇因為啱啱其實兩位坑口嘅議員問開，我諗係你哋嘅領保行動嘅一啲詳情啦，有討論到啦，咁睇睇你即係如果之後領保行動，可唔可以同我哋兩位坑口嘅即係民選嘅鄉郊議員啦，即係去可以多啲合作啦，即係包埋，即係我估過往都有同坑口鄉事委員會主席都應該有良好溝通㗎啦，咁睇睇如果有日後嘅行動，睇下可唔可以都邀請到佢哋，可以俾佢哋都睇到嗰個你嘅行動宣傳嘅情況係點樣啦。係Mark Sir有冇補充？
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, I would like to state that I agree with Mr. Chan Yu Chor. Certainly, some of the cases basically have involved the cutting of ignition cables or electrical wiring, that type of thing on motorcycles. Perhaps the bigger question is why. We cannot determine from the information we have at the moment whether it's a case of somebody being disgruntled with a motorcycle having been parked in a particular place, perhaps relating to noise relating to that particular motorcycle, just a simple case of vandalism, or whether the motorcycles concerned are perhaps owned by somebody with whom the criminal has a particular grudge. So that really is the difficulty. Although it doesn't relate particularly to motorcycles, if I go back a few months, we made an arrest of a gentleman who was committing very similar offences on a large number of bicycles in Zhongguanou. That man was arrested, and I think he was involved in more than 10 cases. So obviously, if we get to that point, we will be sure to publicise. For Mr. Chairman, you mentioned about Hill Castle and also our perhaps liaison with the members responsible for Hanghao. I will be happy to ask my PCRO staff to talk to them directly. If we have any further information, in particular relating to cases which have not been reported to the police, then I would be very happy to receive that information. Clearly, if we can get some more information, it will help us fill in the jigsaw's puzzle.
好，咁呢个议题我哋去到呢一度先啦。